I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to Living Better in San Diego. I'm Vicki Pepper. We hear a lot about artificial intelligence these days, but how can it help us with our holiday travel plans? On the line to discuss is Ross Borden, CEO of Matador Travel. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Ross, start by telling us, what is AI and what is GuideGeek?
Yeah, so AI is artificial intelligence. I think most people probably know it as ChatGPT. If you've played with AI, chances are it was there. And so what we've done is create the number one travel AI. So it's an AI like ChatGPT because it's conversational. You can talk to it and it talks back in whatever language you speak. It will speak back to you in that language. But it really has a square focus on travel beyond anything else. So it's not for doing, you know, math homework. It's not for writing papers. It's really for building itineraries, finding really great flights, hotels, Airbnbs, any kind of travel advice that you can imagine. So it's basically like texting a friend. We connected it to WhatsApp and Instagram. So you can chat with it like you're chatting with a friend. And imagine, you know, that friend, you're going to Barcelona and that friend is, has been living in Barcelona their whole life. They know the best hotels, the best restaurants. They can build you an amazing itinerary based on who you are as a traveler. But imagine that friend is not just an expert in Barcelona, they're an expert in the entire world. So that's what GuideGeek is. So we've built this travel AI. It's been live for about 10 months and we're well on our way to 101 million active users. So we've already got hundreds of thousands of active users all over the world, basically planning trips and finding great deals and using AI to plan travel in a new and unique way.
How is using AI different from using Google to plan travel?
Well, it's just a lot faster. So if you think about it, travel planning and booking has really been kind of stuck in the dark ages since the mid-90s when Expedia and Booking came on the scene. That was the first time that you could actually go and book your own trips. But since then, sure, we get inspired by travel on Instagram, maybe TikTok. And so we decide where we want to go from social media or something we see on TV or a friend has a great recommendation. But once you know where you want to go, booking and doing all the research is a long slog of, like you said, Google searches, maybe reading reviews on TripAdvisor or on Google. And it just takes a lot of time. Using myself as an example, I've been running a travel company for almost 2 decades. I'm really good at planning trips, but sometimes I just still don't have the time. I'm a busy person. And before I'm going to, you know, take my family halfway across the world, I want to know, have a really high confidence level that we're staying in the right neighborhood, staying in the right hotel, eating in the right restaurants. And sometimes you just run out of time. So AI is a way to sort of automate all of that research and say, I live in San Diego. My kids are 5 and 7. They love outdoor and nature experiences. My wife is vegan. We love Mexico, but we want to go to places that we've never been before. You know, throw out some high level options. And in seconds, GuideGeek will come back with those high level options. And then you could lean into one of those options and say, build me a custom itinerary for 9 days for the end of your holiday. It will come back in seconds with that full itinerary, knowing, like, sort of like thinking about not just a traveler or a family traveler, but all of the information you shared with it. If I said my wife is vegan, all of the restaurant options in that itinerary would make sure to have vegan options at those restaurants. If you want an all-inclusive, all those hotels would be all-inclusive. So it's a way to really share and be really specific with the AI of, like, here's what I'm looking for. Now you go do the hard work of finding those trips. And then the other thing that we've done is connected it to real-time APIs for flights, hotels. So if you go to ChatGPT, it's not connected to the live internet for real-time travel data. We've connected all those APIs. So when you go to GuideGeek.com, you connect with the AI, it will find you, you know, the cheapest flights to Europe or the best campsites in Joshua Tree or whatever it is, and just do kind of all that legwork for you.
What are some of the typical ways people use AI?
Yeah, so we've seen it a lot. We've seen a lot of different use cases. One is that a lot of people, obviously, we launched the product for people planning trips. So in that vein, like I said, doing custom, we have a lot of people building custom itineraries based on their tastes and preferences. We have a lot of people, we've had 100,000 people search for flights using our service. We just launched hotels. We've already had about 40,000 people search for the best hotel options using the service. And then like stuff that you might not think about, like, you know, holiday travel is like everywhere slammed, especially if you go to kind of a hot spot that a lot of people want to go to. We've seen a lot of people using AI to say, hey, I want to go to Italy, but I want to avoid the crowds. I want to get the authentic side of Tuscany. So build me an itinerary where I can still see all the most amazing art in Tuscany and have these like wine and food experiences, but show me off the beaten path, really charming towns where I won't run into a lot of other tourists and probably get better prices as well. And that's become a really popular search, like avoiding throngs of other tourists. So that's big. And then everything, I mean, little stuff that you might not even think of, language tips, what's the cool, you know, slang words in Mexico to use when my trip to Mexico City, or what's the best ceviche in Mexico City? You can ask for like a specific dish that you're really interested in, because GuideGeek has already read every single restaurant review. It's read every hotel review. You could say, I'm going on a road trip with my dog and I need pet-friendly hotels and I need places where I can stop along the way and run my dog off leash. GuideGeek knows all this information already. So in a lot of ways, these sort of like needle in a haystack situations where you would have had to do a bunch of Google searching to find it, you just get that answer immediately.
I'm speaking with Ross Borden, CEO of Matador Travel. How can AI help a traveler who's trying to save money this holiday season?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we all want, right? We want the best experiences. You know, flights have been really expensive since COVID, I think, when the demand kind of went through the roof on revenge travel and all that. So we deliver, if you say, hey, GuideGeek, I'm looking for flights from San Diego to New York City on these dates, it will come back with the cheapest, fastest, and overall best fares and best itinerary for those flights. So it's a really great way to find cheap flights. Same with hotels. And then even like overall advice, say like, I want to go to Europe, but I'm looking for a destination that's not going to break the bank. I'm a budget traveler, or I'm traveling with my family of five. And so just going on any trip is expensive. So if Italy is too expensive, what's another sort of up-and-coming destination that has everything Italy has at much better prices? And so it's great, again, at like even throwing out kind of high-level options for budget destinations that you may not have thought of. You might say, like, I want to go to Costa Rica, but I want to go on a budget. Maybe it's going to recommend Nicaragua or Guatemala because those are cheaper destinations. And same with cities and even domestic travel. A lot of people are using GuideGeek to save money.
Can you use AI no matter where you're going on vacation?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's really an expert at the entire world. So we've fine-tuned this AI over the last 10 months to really be the expert in travel. And a lot of that has been through like reinforced human feedback. So we've got, because we've got hundreds of thousands of active users, we've got tons of data, and the conversations and the responses are getting better and better based on what people say. The other thing that we did want to do is like make it really frictionless and accessible. And what I mean by that is instead of building it into an app or a website, we actually just unleashed this amazing tool on the big messaging platforms that already have billions of users. So GuideGeek, if you go to guidegeek.com, you actually don't even have to register, and it's free for everyone to use. But you basically can decide if you want to chat with it inside of Instagram or across WhatsApp, if you have WhatsApp. And we're about to launch Facebook Messenger as well. So it's really like a travel guide in your pocket anywhere you go. And that's, I think, why the service has just exploded with popularity, because these are the platforms that people are already on. They don't need to download an app. They don't need to register for an account. They just pop in, connect with GuideGeek where they want to connect, WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, and then they have kind of a personal travel agent in their pocket.
Tell us about the experience of using AI to plan travel.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an eye-opener. Even if you have already used ChatGPT, like I saw a lot of shortcomings when I tried to use ChatGPT to plan trips. For example, it thought like the COVID pandemic was still raging. So when I was asking about going to Canada, I was saying, oh, you need a PCR test. So stuff like that was like outdated information. And also the fact that it wasn't connected to real-time info for flights, hotels, Airbnbs, and stuff like that. So I think it can be pretty incredible. A lot of people on GuideGeek, they respond to the AI with like, wow, thank you so much. This is incredible. And like, when's the last time you really said that to a chatbot or a robot? Usually, in my experience at least, chatbot conversations have always been really frustrating. And now we have thousands and thousands of our users saying like, thank you so much, I'll be back with more questions, this is incredible. So it's been really exciting to watch all the users converse with the AI and get just like things that probably would have taken them weeks or months to plan, and that plan that same trip in a couple of minutes.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
How can AI help you plan activities for family members who may have disabilities or dietary restrictions?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. And that's honestly like one of the great things about GuideGeek and AI is that, you know, traveling with a disability or traveling with a dietary restriction is something that is very specific. And that's really where AI shines. So on the second day we launched GuideGeek, we're getting like thousands of new users and just like watching all the conversations in the back end, and kind of like it was an exciting time. And one of the conversations that stuck out to me is one of our users said, I'm going to Washington, D.C. I want you to build me an itinerary, but I'm traveling with my daughter who's autistic. And in seconds, it delivered an itinerary for Washington, D.C. for this mom and her daughter. It already knew all of the sensory sensitive hours of every museum, every exhibit at the museums, and stuff for kids that was specifically perfect for a child with autism. And that's when I was kind of like a light bulb moment of how powerful this is. So I think it's actually a really great tool for people who travel with specific requirements, whether it's a disability, a dietary restriction, because again, that AI has read every review of every hotel, every restaurant, every activity, and it's picked up on those little nuances of like, my daughter loved this and she's autistic, and it remembered that. And so I think it could be a tremendous tool for people who travel with really specific requirements like that.
How can you use AI when you're currently on vacation?
Yeah, so that's another thing that kind of like blew us away from this very start, is that we found that 20% of all users were actually using it while they were traveling. We launched this product to help people plan future trips, but right away we saw that, wow, like 20% of people, one in five people are actually using the AI when they're already on vacation or where they're already on or they're already traveling already on the ground. So that was great. And I've done this myself. I just took our whole team to Mexico City for our retreat, and we were using it nonstop because it's so convenient. Again, you're just like, you might be walking from one place to another trying to figure out a great bar to go to that has mezcal or tequila, or a great local taco spot, or you're at a museum and you're looking at an exhibit or a piece of art and you want to know, what is the story behind this artist? I want to know more about this artist. So we have thousands of people now going to museums and actually using GuideGeek as a tour guide and just saying, hey, I'm standing in front of this museum in the Louvre and in front of this very specific exhibit. Tell me about this artist. Tell me about their early life. And it will just drop amazing knowledge on you about that artist. And also just like little quick things. Hey, I need a train schedule for this, or I'm on my way and I'm late. It's really great for kind of like on-the-go information. Or you can say, hey, I found myself in this neighborhood in Paris. You know, my kids are starving. My wife is vegan. here's where I am, recommend me some great restaurants right in this neighborhood. And it will recognize exactly what's around you. So I'm really excited about how more and more travelers are using GuideGeek to actually travel while they're traveling, while they're in the destination.
I'm speaking with Ross Borden, CEO of Matador Travel. How can AI help you adjust to like weather-related delays while traveling?
Yeah, so that's another great use case. We've actually connected it to weather. So I could say, hey, GuideGeek, what is the weather in Spain on Monday? Or what's the weather in San Francisco this Thursday? Or give me the 10-day forecast for LA. And so that's one thing. It's like a lot of people using it for, you know, finding out weather, doing really quick searches just based on text for the weather forecast. And then if you are, you know, stranded at an airport or in traffic, or you've run into inclement weather in some way in your holiday travels, it's a great way to like pivot and find something new. We also have like a lot of people, again, going back to the example of people using it who are traveling right now, we have people saying like, hey, I'm in Auckland, New Zealand, and it's raining. Build me an itinerary for today. What's a great, you know, one day itinerary for a rainy day in Auckland? And it gives really amazing answers to that kind of stuff. So from everything from like, where is the snow falling right now? Where's a great place to go skiing to, you know, hey, my flight just got canceled. I need to very quickly find some other options, a rental car or a different flight. It's also great for that as well.
What advice do you have for folks who are heading out for holiday travel?
I would say just like be really specific. So if you try GuideGeek, again, guidegeek.com, and you can connect through AI very easily there, and it's all free. So when you first start chatting with the AI, you know, most people ask about the places that they know best, places around their house. And I think most people are impressed by the answers. But I would say be really specific. Take your time and just, you know, the worst questions people ask are like, where should I go? The AI is just going to ask you, you know, okay, well, I'll give you some options, but tell me about yourself and where might you want to go? What are you into? Are you into skiing, beach vacations, budget, luxury budget? You know, tell me a little bit about yourself. So we find that the best answers and the best interactions are for people who take a minute to write a couple sentences and say, you know, here's the size of my travel party. Here's our budget. Here's what we're trying to do. Here's what would be kind of like the dream vacation for us. You know, give me some options or build me an itinerary for this specific place around these specific interests. And you'll just be amazed at what comes back because it's an expert kind of at everything.
And where can we go to get more information?
Yeah, so it's easy. Just guidegeek.com. And it's, again, it's not an app, so you're not going to find it in the app store. So if you go to guidegeek.com and you can just scan the QR code or press the button and it will open right there in WhatsApp or Instagram and you can connect with it there and keep it in your pocket for all of your travels.
I've been speaking with Ross Borden, CEO of Matador Travel. Any last thoughts for us?
You know, a lot of people have some healthy skepticism about AI. And I think that in a lot of ways, working with this technology, seeing how powerful, how fast it's advancing, I share those concerns on a macro level. However, I think travel is a relatively harmless enclave of AI to really dip your toe in the water. So I would encourage those who are like, AI, it's all I hear about now. If you actually are, part of you is curious about what it could bring to your life in terms of convenience, saving money, doing more, this would be a great opportunity to do so. It's not going to take your credit card number or spam you or anything like that, but it might make your life a lot easier and enable you to do better trips and save money. So it's a great place to sort of try it out if you're unsure about AI.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today and happy and safe travels.
Yeah, thanks for having me.